8:30 on the clock. We're going to go ahead and get started with the Gage County Board of Equalization. The Open Meetings Act is on the east wall over there. Attendance by observation, we got Juergens, Hill, Bauman, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann. Dorn will be gone all day. First up, approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Vote. Maybe not.
Maybe not. Was that second by Juergens? Was that?
Bauman.
Oh, Bauman. Okay.
Maybe Dorn.
Well, no.
How are we going to do that since he's not Dorn?
He's voting. Turn him on absent. He's going to
You want him
on.
Off?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
6-0 to approve the agenda. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Please.
Byers with the motion, Tiemann with second. Vote. 6-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing no public, I'm assuming there is no conversation. Approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 2. While that's going around, so everybody gets a chance to see it, Patty, do you have something you want to start with?
Not really. That one's just a little piece of the city that bought a little chunk of the railroad that we had to.
The 451 exemption.
I have them right here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what that tax
correction. Are we going to be able to afford that reduction from the tax rolls?
No. What is it,
$5? $8.66.
I think it's something about a reduction in elected official salary. Yep. Where we get that $8.66.
Okay. I would entertain a motion.
So moved. To approve tax correction slip.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Tiemann. Vote. 6-0 to approve. Okay, approve or disapprove receiving and place on file exemption applications form 451 for tax exemptions on real and personal property owned by qualifying organizations.
Okay, that's this group here, and we have to hear these between now and June 1st, and so they need a notice from Don's office for a hearing, because this is the exemption year. These are your churches and everything that are applying for exemption again. This is the exemption year, and then every 3 years after, that's the reaffirmation of the exemption. So,
and we're just approving them to place them on file at this point.
I'm just giving them to you to say you can have a hearing now between now and June 1. It'll be a 10-day notice to the applicant.
Do we do that as equalization committee, or do we do that as a full board?
I think so. Well, no, it's the whole board goes.
But
the
it's during the equalization.
Yeah. The whole board goes.
Okay.
So we don't do anything separate. What I'm going to need to do, though, is there's a few of them that I'm going to have to call because these now have to be scanned and sent to the state of Nebraska. I think you did last. I don't know if you scanned them last year.
We usually send everything up.
Yeah. So there's a few things that are missing that I'm going to have Linda call. Because they have to be filled out in their entirety now, so there's a few people that missed checking a few boxes, so I'll probably run those through real quick and then get them back down to you, Don. And I don't know when do you usually do those? March sometime?
Well, probably it'll be the first meeting in March. It depends, you know, when you get them to us to when they can tell us.
Because we're going to have to call because they're getting a little bit more.
And we have to get the notice in the paper, too.
So. So that these are just receiving them today, then, basically.
I would move to approve receiving and placing on file the exemption applications, Form 451 for tax exemptions.
Second.
Okay. Moved by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Vote. 6-0 to approve. All right, Patty, you got anything else today? Or
homesteads and personal property went out. Right in the middle of the blizzard, of course. That was luckily we didn't get that much down here. But the very first day we had that February 1st, we were going to mail a few, and there were people in that day. So before we even had them mailed out. So those will not be due till June 30th. So please, if the people that are elderly, don't try to get in here immediately because we can, you know, we've got time. So And another thing is we do go out to people's homes if they can't make it here to the courthouse, or we can help them that way too. So personal property is due by May 1, and you'll want to make sure that you file this year before the deadline to get that $10,000 exemption that's being applied to all personal property this year. So, and then the June 30th is the date on the homestead exemption. So, does anybody else have any other questions? That's about all that right now.
Any other questions off the board for Patty?
I don't.
Okay. Not seeing any, we will adjourn Board of Equalization at 8:36, reconvene at 8:45 with the Board of Supervisors.